Each week, we dive into our more than 250-year history to explore how the region came to be what it is today, as part of 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. Allegheny County's South Park, created in the 1920s, is bounded by highways and suburbia, but it's one of the last places in Pennsylvania where the buffalo roam. Do not be fooled by Buffalo Drive, just outside South Park. There are no buffalo there. Instead, you'll find the park's 11 resident bison on a small turnoff marked Game Preserve.
You know, you have your usual suburbs, and here you got a park with great big animals in it.
John Doyle is South Park's naturalist. He and Gregory Hecker care for the herd.
You get attached. They're like big pets to me.
Doyle adds that, while largely harmless, the nearly one-ton animals are not pets.
They never lose that wild blood, that wildness in them. They might as well be out in the middle of nowhere on the plains.
But of course, they're not. They're in the middle of one of Allegheny County's 9 regional parks. Why? Joel Tarr is Caligari Professor of History and Policy at Carnegie Mellon University. He says area parks are indicative of the late 19th century urge to preserve land as natural space.
You have the idea that the nature should be untouched and people should be exposed to nature like that. So these folks really had a vision of nature that was almost pristine. On the other hand, the parks were particularly designed for the elite.
County Commissioner Edward Babcock seemed to have a foot in both camps. Despite describing the parks as the people's country clubs, with spaces for golf, tennis, and swimming, he pushed to reforest the former farmlands and stocked North and South Park with deer and, yes, bison.
This is a tension between levels of restoration.
The commissioners, by today's standards, took the restoration thing a little too far. In 1928, they hired families from the Blackfeet tribe in Montana as park caretakers. Though the families didn't stay, the bison did, growing to a herd size of 32 in the 1940s. In South Park's 7-acre pasture, one of the bison meanders into a patch of sunshine. It's like watching a Volkswagen Beetle take a stroll.
They eat a mix of grain, approximately, I believe, 100 pounds a day, 2 bales of hay, and a bucket of corn. Plus, they graze on what's growing out there.
Park naturalist John Doyle says, at times, managing the herd can be all-consuming.
When we need to sell some or get the veterinarian in, that's when it just seems like everything is buffalo, 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 buffalo. Right now, we need some new blood.
His efforts to keep the herd's bloodlines diverse is a familiar problem to conservationists who help protect the bison from being hunted to near extinction. More than 60 million bison once lived in North America. During an 1871 trip, Colonel R.I. Dodge calculated the herds traveling north past his wagon numbered 4 million, blotting out an area almost twice the size of present-day Allegheny County. Henry Kasperzik, a curator at the Pittsburgh Zoo, says by 1900, fewer than 1,000 animals survived.
It's kind of, I don't know, nostalgic to me.
Kasperzik says the bison offer a chance to tell the good and bad of the American story.
Trying to, you know, remind people of how close to extinction these animals came and the human impact that caused that. I want people to care.
Doyle does too, but he's almost constantly engaged in buying and selling new animals to keep the herd healthy. And unfortunately, that market is made up mostly of ranchers.
I wish I was selling them to zoos, game preserves, but that's not the situation.
Doyle watches a bison scratch his back on the new grass and says he's heard of buffalo meat reaching prices of $30 a pound. I don't want to eat them, he says. I just want to look at them, you know? For 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh, I'm Margaret J. Krause.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA Celebrates Inventing Pittsburgh. UPMC, life-changing medicine.